You know, I think we doubt ourselves more than anybody else ever doubts us. So, and I fight that too. I fight that every day, especially, you know, with these new jobs and businesses that I've never thought that I would be in, or never knew I could be in, or was supposed to, or could be any good at. And I think the thing, the routines that I have, I mean, my routines are very simple. I find out what the job is, and I bust my ass to get it done. It's not, half the stuff is not that complicated. For GMA, I understand that I need to read. I need to read a lot. I need to know what I'm talking about before I open my mouth. And it's something great about that, because it's challenged me in a way that I haven't been challenged. At Live, I didn't have to do that. Live, I could take 2 minutes to read the questions that I'm gonna ask the guest, and then the rest of it was personality driven. So I could get away with just, you know, being there and just being, you know, I guess, joyful and entertaining. Where GMA requires some of that, but it requires for you to have some knowledge on different things. And that's what I love about it. It takes me back, to be honest with you, to football. And it relates to football to me, because not growing up playing, I was still learning my 15th and final season. Right. I never got bored with the game. And that's how I feel about GMA. I don't think I'll ever get bored, because every day is so different. And every day is a challenge. And so for me, it's about just studying and knowing what my job is, and knowing what my job description is, and knowing what I can bring to the equation. And the toughest thing, you know, going to GMA for me was figuring that out, because you have George, you have Robin, you have Amy, you have Lara, and you have people who have been established on the show that has been established for a long time, and how does my personality fit in? So it's been like, you know, running into a wall here and there until I can find, okay, I fit into that slot, now let me find the next one. And it's a work in progress. I work every day. You know, the wheels are spinning in my head as I'm sitting there with the camera on my face and I'm talking about how to be myself within a situation that you usually don't have a chance to inject personality into, but that's what they want. And, but it's been a challenge, but it's been fun. It's been exciting. And I wake up every day and I love being there, and I love making the people around me happy that I'm there. That's important to me too. It was always bigger than me, and I had success on the football field, singular success. Right. You know, I've been Defensive Player of the Year a few times, and it's like, I can't celebrate this or team had losing records. Like, I never found much joy in something that was a singular success. Right. The best time, does anyone ever ask me, what is the best thing from your career? It's like, it's a Super Bowl. It's everybody being able to celebrate the accomplishment of us as a team and not me as an individual. And there is definitely a switch you have to have. And to me, I do love people. And it's natural for me to be nice to people. I don't know any other way. I don't know why you wouldn't be. But it's also has worked for me, because in anything I do, I don't have to be fake. I don't have to be something I'm not. Right. So I don't have to be nice to you here and then leave and you see me later on, because I've been around a lot of people like that. And it's as if they're a different person. Like, right. I just saw you 10 minutes ago. Who this guy?
Right.
And I never wanted to be that. I always wanted to be myself the entire time, which works great for me. I love psychology of things. Mm. That's why I think I love a team. I love getting people on the same page. And the psychology of from football to me in the media with football, simple things. You get the game program every week. And it's the same picture throughout the whole year of the guys. But I had a ritual. I would look at the program. I would look at everybody on my team, same guys. And then I would look at the other team's guys. Mm. And when you're a young player, you get intimidated by faces. And some guy sitting there looking like this. And you're like, oh man, that guy's a killer. Oh, I'm scared. But as I got older, I said, psychologically, if somebody looks like that, then they're, then okay. But how much more afraid would you be if somebody you know is a killer and they're just smiling? So in my program picture, I'd be like this. It looked like a glamour shot. Like, it looked like I went to the mall. And it was like, this is the guy? He must be crazy to be smiling these photos like this. And so, like, I would just do little silly things like that with the media. I didn't talk every day. So then I said, I talk one day a week. I talk Thursdays. And I did it because if you talk all the time, it's like going to the same restaurant. It's not special. And especially in the media of New York, when there are so many different people and so many outlets, and everybody just, there's so much content, you need yours to stand out. So if you want to talk to me and you only get me one day a week, I guarantee you when I talk to you, you're going to cherish that and you're going to use that. And I would mix it up on the media as well as they would give me a hard time. I give them a hard time. One question a day. I'm not in a bad mood, but I just act like, give me one question. They ask me one, answer, they ask me a second. I say, you hear what I said? I said one. I'm sorry, I gotta go.
Right.
Then other days I sit there and I would chat. How your wife doing? You know, everything's good. And I would just mix them up, keep them off balance a little bit. And I just enjoyed the psychological battle of football. I enjoyed the psychological battle of the media. And in a lot of ways now, it's not quite the same, but I still like that aspect of psychologically getting everybody on the same page to be successful. Mm. But everyone thinks it's easy. Everyone thinks you're not scared. And I tell you, and everyone thinks you haven't had failures, or that I've had plenty of failures. But I don't look at failure. I've never looked at a failure and said, oh, woe is me. Oh no, I'm just programmed. Say, oh, it didn't work. Okay, let's go. Next thing, work harder. Figure something else out. Yes. Keep going. I'm not programmed to go, oh, it didn't work out, and let me contemplate and feel sorry for myself and, you know, and go over here and get sympathy. I don't know if it's the way I was brought up or if it's from the business of football where it's a win or lose. It's like success or failure. And if you lose a football game, I don't have time to think about how I lost it and what I did wrong, because if I'm doing that, the guy I'm playing next week is getting ahead of me. So I got to worry about what's coming up next and push for what's next and get better for what's next. Not get better for what's in the, not worry about what I wasn't good enough for in the past.
Right.
And I've done sitcom fail, business stuff fail. You know, but you figure it out. Life is about figuring it out. Life is not going to be perfect. And if you expect it to be perfect, you're fooling yourself. And a perfect life without a challenge is not a perfect life. It's a boring life. Boring. If you do something and your name is on it, your name is right there. If it's not successful, who's going to get blamed for it? You. If it is successful, who's going to get credit for it? You. And I found that if I'm going to get blamed for something because it's happened before that I didn't really put everything into
yes.
it, I'm pissed that I'm being blamed for something failing because I didn't put all the work into it.
Right.
But yet, for me, if I'm getting all the credit for being successful and I know I didn't put anything into it, I feel like a fraud. And you gotta put up with that for yourself. And maybe some people are comfortable with that. I'm just not comfortable with that. So that's why all the businesses I like to be a part of, because I don't want to feel like a fraud. If someone asks me about it, I want to talk to you about it, I'm real. I don't have to make up some story and then go home and go, oh, you know, boy, I sure had to lie about that. That's not a good feeling. So if you're going to get blamed for failure, accept it. Hey, I put everything I had into it. It failed. Move on to the next. But I know I busted my ass. And if you get credit and everybody gets credit for success, you can feel good because you truly have been a part of that too. And that's something that keeps me involved in everything. And like I said, The Rock and Kevin are like bust your ass workers, man. I appreciate that.
Man, okay.
Like you. My father worked really hard. Mm. And if my biggest complaint is being on an airplane and sleeping,
right,
then I got a problem if I'm complaining about that. So I keep everything in check by thinking back to how hard and how realistic life is, and how, you know, I've been very fortunate. I don't take it for granted. It's not, if you really want something bad enough, it's not gonna be easy. And you can see where you wanna go, but there are so many things you're gonna have to go through to get there. But truly, if you focus and know where you wanna end up, you'll be there. It may not be at the exact time you want, which is now is kind of immediate for most people, but you'll eventually get there at your time when you're supposed to. Thank you.